Broadcasting from Calgary, vaporwave, dubstep, and country. Listen all day. Punk rap, drum and bass and metal radio for every fellow. Disco, funk, reggae, and techno. Don't touch that dial. Blues, frog, synth, pop, soul, and indie. Even if your name is Cindy, ska, experimental, opera. Don't change that dial. At CJSW 90.9 FM.
Hello, you're listening to Union Jack, broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus this evening, Thursday, March 7th. My name is Connor. This program is Union Jack, showcasing music from around the Commonwealth there. We've got a pretty good lineup coming up over the next hour. We've got some Fat White Family in there. We've got some Chemtrails, courtesy of the CJSW chart list. You can find more info on that, earshot-online.ca. We got some Apollo Ghost out of Vancouver. We've got some Vacations out of Australia. Bit of D&B in the middle, kicking it off there. Crack Cloud, Ulster Stew from Pain Olympics 2020, kind of Vancouver export, I guess, or Vancouver area, big in the UK, big in Europe, seem to get on the festival circuit over the past few years. We are brought to you by our friends at the Ship and Anchor Pub down on 17th Ave in Calgary, Alberta. Every Saturday they do a showcase of live music, free, the middle of the afternoon there, 2 to 5pm, no cover this March 9th down at the Ship and Anchor. You can catch Elliot C. Weir with guest Horsebreaker. That is at 534 17th Ave Southwest. Shipandanchor.com. More info on events and stuff. More from them later on, but let's go with a brand new one from a Calgary group, Sunglish. It's called Fakes on Union Jacked.
Coming very
Oh, I love where that's going. Fake Sun Glaciers, Regular Nature is their new LP. It's out March 29th via Mothland. A couple singles from that already. Okay. Big shout out, big thanks to John and E for last week. I wasn't here. Great selection of music. Some bangers in there. Oh. Loved it. Okay. So, in the news, at least for me, we've got cassette tapes again in the news. Really because Feo released, well, they revealed a new Walkman-inspired cassette tape player at CES, Consumer Electronics Show, in January. But then more so, like, you know, I think over the past year, there's been a lot more conversations around the comeback of cassette tapes. We've talked about vinyl, we've talked about CDs coming back now, and now we're on to tapes. And I saw one article talking, they were talking to record shops, independent stores, and they're saying they can't keep cassette tapes in stock because they go for so cheap. And they go so quickly. And really, I think it is. It's just such an accessible way. Like, younger generations want to own music again. It's also an accessible way, I think, for local groups to press something that appears maybe more affordable and sustainable than a CD. Substantial, than a CD. But yeah, it got me thinking, really, what's the last cassette tape you ever bought? Was it in, like, the 90s, or was it more recently? Mine was Talking Heads 77, $5, which I think is good value, really. What about you? Have you picked up some for cents, you know? Because that's what you really want, right? If you just explore music and you're picking up cassette tapes. You can send a text 403-220-3991. Last cassette tape you ever bought. It got me thinking as well, like, can you really experience nostalgia when it's not your own experience? But by definition, the answer is no. So then I guess everyone, kids, are antiquarians or retrophiliacs. As it is, okay. Here's a new one from a group called Cardinals out of Cork in Ireland. It's called Unreal. We'll be right back.
Trust what
We're talking to you, antiquarians and retrophiliacs, about cassette tapes. What was the last one you bought? Was it recently? Or was it years ago and you still remember the last cassette tape you ever bought? 403-220-3991. You can send a text. Mine was Talking Head 77 just the other day. Only paid $5, of course. It wasn't a brand new spank cassette, but it plays well. A little bit of hiss, as the usual. There you go. Group there, Vacations. Speaking of cassette tapes, that one's off the chart list from their brand new album, No Place Like Home, a group out of Newcastle in Australia, New South Wales. But the Next Exit was the title of that. Yeah, I do have one of their albums on cassette tape. They released an album, their debut, back in 2018, and they had an EP 2016, which I think got a bit of traction even back then. I heard a track from that, and then looked them up, found out they were releasing an album. Went on Bandcamp, and they had it on cassette tape, like $10. And that's what I mean. It was accessible way to grab their album. And of course, obviously, accessible in the form, but how do you play it? That's the next thing. If you still have old hardware or you have a deck at home in your whole hi-fi setup, then there you go. more recently, though, they've actually been part of they were victim to a TikTok trend. So when I looked them back up there, I looked them on streams, and their streams were phenomenal numbers, like hundreds of millions. And I had to have a look, and yeah, they had a TikTok trend, but good for them. Yeah, obviously brought new people to their music. Another question of the day brings me, do you soundtrack your reading? I've been reading this book. I think it's good when the book does it for you. Here you go, King Rat by China Meyerville. A bit of speculative fiction. It's a bit odd. But it's really a bit of the Pied Piper sort of story, a bit of a fairy tale, sort of a modern take on it. It was released in 1998, the book. But it's set to the backdrop of late 90s jungle and D&B, and it's just, I think it's already done it for me. So then, you know, spin a bit of classic D&B tracks while I'm reading, and takes me there. Here's the one, Ram Trilogy, Human Future, on Union Jack. I'm the one.
especially in crowded rooms.
CJSW 90.9 FM is radio built on community. Represent that community in style with one of our brand new CJSW hoodies available at cjsw.com/store.
Guess what Sunday, March 17th is? St. Patrick's Day. Can you believe it's on a weekend? There you go. Band start at 11:30 a.m. at the Ship and Anchor Pub, our show sponsor of the week, of every week. On St. Patrick's Day, down at the Ship and Anchor on March 17th, 11:30 a.m. till late. The Sheilas, the Dust Collectors, Sabo Fort, Peach Panic, Morrissey's Private Stock, and Berkeley Shear, all performances there. No cover, as usual, with the Ship and Anchor for live performances. Irish food and drink specials, of course, Guinness, whiskies, all day long. But of course, due to the nature of the event, there is no minors on Sunday, March 17th, permitted at the Ship and Anchor. There's your little warning. Okay, a bit more from them later on, but I've got a Peckham group. Well, they've got origins in Peckham, let's say, and they've got a new album coming in April, which I'm pretty excited about. It's Fat White Family. But I've got in here as well, because I was watching this this YouTube series on a channel called Copper 90, and they just great, like, football and stories. And they've got a one on Peckham Town FC, which were founded in the 80s, but, you know, the story is that kind of, you know, like, what I think what really people crave in non-league football in Britain, which really is, because the English system, you could theoretically go and start your own club and make your way up to the Premier League. It does actually flow. I think in Peckham's case, in a couple of seasons, they could be playing in the FA Cup if they get beyond their kind of their area, because they're playing in, like, the Kent County League right now. We'll get on with that's Copper 90, if you're interested in that one. Yeah, the Peckham one in particular, Home of the Menace, that's what they called, the Menace, Peckham Town FC. Here's a new one, Fat White Family, followed by a bit of a football song.
Destroy our homes with release ourselves from the weights of gravity. I'll be amazed if we survive. To space we're on to release ourselves from the weights of gravity. Our highs are higher than our lows. This world's a state of mind. I can hear your thoughts much too clearly. From slime to ape, we'll learn to fly.
Fat White Family at the top of that one. Bullet of Dignity, one of the singles from Forgiveness Is Yours, LP number 4, April 26th via Domino Recordings. And then there, James, Low 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 from 93's Laid. But did you know they were set to... Actually, they did. They recorded England's 1994 official World Cup theme song. Well, actually, in 1994, England didn't make qualification for the World Cup. So they replaced the lyrics, low, 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 with goal, 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 allegedly. They never made it, so they just, you know, it never got released. So the next best thing. There you go. Okay. We're getting there. 6:45, just gone. 6:45. This Thursday evening. Folk Saturday is up next at 7 o'clock, so stay tuned. I've got a few more for you queued up here. Here's a couple of ghosts, starting with Holiday, end with Apollo. Big congratulations, brand new from Holiday Ghosts.
Tell me more. wiping the sun from your eyes. Tropical weather, we'll get there together. Follow someone else's advice. Follow someone else's advice. The groupie confused me, wiping the light from my mind. She's dressed up in leather and cobbled together. Probably someone else will do nice. Probably someone else will do nice. Twilight, we'll do a fresh rewrite and ask for someone else's advice. Ask for someone else's advice. The sun, the sun, the sun that sets on me. The sun, the sun that sets on me.
That was a brand new one from a group out of Vancouver, where Paul Ghost, tracks called Sunset Over IKEA, from the Amethyst EP. Just before, out of the UK, Holiday Ghost, a different kind of ghost. Coat of Arms is their LP number 5, released end of March 29th via Fat Cat. A couple singles from that there. Some of the other albums we heard, some of the other singles or tracks we heard from albums coming soon this evening. Ugly UK we heard earlier, Twice Around the Sun EP that comes this April. Fat White, Forgiveness Is Yours, April 26th. We had Domino, Sun Glaciers out of Calgary, Regular Nature, March 29th via Mothland. Near Archive, Sounds Is Loud, new track was in there. Just before we heard that Chemtrails one. April 12th, Hijinks Island is the label. Holiday Ghost, Coat of Arms, and then that Cardinals one as well. We heard earlier on in the programme, earlier at 6 if you were with us. Unreal was the track. It was released on So Young Records. They were a magazine. They kind of did a label offshoot. And I don't know, I like that one a lot. Could be like on the in-between as the sitcom. Could be like on the soundtrack. Kind of gives me like the Wombats or Libertines, Razorlight, something like that. Yeah, okay. This programme is Union Jack, brought to you each and every week by our friends at the Ship and Anchor Pub down on 17th Ave. This weekend, you've got some English Premier League games there live on the listings. Saturday, March 9th, English Premier League, Arsenal-Brentford, 10:30 a.m. kickoff. Sunday, March 10th, more English Premier League, Liverpool-Man City, 9:45 a.m. kickoff there. And then on Monday, March 11th, I think it's a holiday in the UK, I don't know. It's Commonwealth Day, there you go. English Premier League, well, it'd be late anyway, wouldn't it? 2 p.m. kickoff, our time. Chelsea, Newcastle at Stamford Bridge. There you go. More info, shipandanger.com. There's a little button there you can check every week just to make sure. Or give them a call on the soccer line as well. 403 245 3333, extension 1. Okay. That's it for you, and Jack Fox is up next. I'll leave you with a couple of tracks, one from Idols, one from Pax. Start with Pax. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Freud, happy boy.